all Kansans. We want to give them hand-ups, not handouts. Democrats are more like, well, let me just, if I just give you everything, then you'll vote for me and that will make things better. Well, giving them everything means that they're spending your hard-earned money. And right now, Andy, and you know this very well, people are struggling because of the economic policies of Biden. And it's really tough. You can't go anywhere without almost doubling what you spent a year ago.
Mid-America Network News.
If you're buying or selling real estate, needing an appraisal, or wanting to have an auction, it's time for you to call Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas. With over 90 years of combined experience, their licensed staff is eager to help in any way. Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas, 620-532-1887. And when you're ready for that auction and need to sell those tractors, trailers, combines, trucks, or construction equipment for top dollar, look no further than Amber Waves Auction. Amber Waves Auction and Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas. Online at AmberWavesAuction.com.
Fox Kansas News at 9. Join anchor Katie Toppy and the award-winning Fox Kansas News team nightly at 9 for local news from the Wichita area. Get only the news you need in a concise half hour at a convenient time. World, state, and Wichita news, plus sports and accurate weather. Fox Kansas News at 9. Your news, your time. Channel 24, Cox Cable Channel 4.
The Kansas Bureau of Investigations says they're investigating some human remains that were found near a creek in Lansing over the weekend. As Cake News reports it on Sunday, Leavenworth County found these skeletal remains by individuals who were walking along the creek near the 900 block of North Main Street around 5 p.m. Sunday afternoon. After calling the police, the Lansing Police Department did request the assistance of the Kansas Bureau of Investigations, where they say as of right now, the remains belong to an unknown individual due to the degradation of the body. But an autopsy has been ordered and the investigation has been opened on the case. They say if you have any information, you can call the KBI at 1-800-KS-CRIME or go online to kbi.ks.gov. In other news, a man out of Florida has been arrested and is at the center of an election fraud case that involves a newly approved political party here in the state of Kansas. As KSNC News reports that the 30-year-old man coming out of Dade City, Florida, has been arrested for forging signatures on petitions to make the political party the No Labels Party official in the state. Mid-America Network News.
Duzine Enterprises has been laying floors all over our area since 1962. That's miles and miles of carpet, laminate, tile, hardwood, and vinyl. And they are so good at it that their schedule is filling up fast. So while good things come to those who wait, if you have a remodel or a new construction project in your near future, you should probably get on their schedule today. So call 785-325-2379. That's 785-325-2379. Duzine Enterprises in Washington. Why would you go anywhere else? Financing available.
Felix Johnson for 7 years in the legislature, Tom. And of Omaha, and Governors Pete Ricketts and later Jim Pillen. Now Breezy, as the state treasurer, says it's hard to watch from the sidelines as Linehan and Pillen face flack for carrying proposals he long championed that would shift more local property tax burdens onto the state sales tax. Breezy says that Nebraska relies too heavily on property taxes to fund local government and schools, and along with the governor says that property owners fund an unfair share of those costs. Governor Pillen has called Nebraska's taxation a three-legged stool that needs leveling, pointing to the state collecting between $4 and $5 billion in property taxes, $3 billion in income taxes, and $2 billion on sales taxes. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Every great sandwich should start with a great bread, which is why Mrs. Baird's puts as much care and pride into baking wholesome and delicious breads as you put into every sandwich. From toasted whole grains to natural honey and molasses, Mrs. Baird's breads are made from only the best stuff to fuel you and your family. So whether it's PB&J on whole grain white or turkey and Swiss on honey 7-grain, Mrs. Baird's has a delicious, nutritious bread to build it on. Mrs. Baird's, baking breads that taste great since 1908.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Washington County authorities seeking the whereabouts of Ben Berger, a 44-year-old white male last seen leaving his residence on Saturday around 3:40 p.m. in a 2002 red Nissan Xterra. with Kansas tag 799RSG. 44-year-old Ben Berger has not been in contact with family or friends since Saturday afternoon. If you have any information regarding his whereabouts or the vehicle or recent sightings, please contact the Washington County Sheriff's Office. Marshall County Health Nurse met with commissioners to give an update on the new health building, which is now open downtown. They'll host an open house this Wednesday afternoon at 3 p.m. The facility was rebuilt after a tornado a year and a half ago. Insurance proceeds and some American Rescue Plan funds were used in construction. Washington County Road and Bridge Supervisor Reporter March 20th will be the county and township meeting in the FNB meeting room 8 a.m. until 1 p.m. A surplus road grader was sold at auction for $54,000. Gage County Supervisors unanimously passed a resolution granting a special use permit for a telecommunications tower in Blakely Township. Bids were closed for two motor graders and were referred to the Highway Department for consideration. Road and Bridge Committee heard progress with grant applications. No bridge match this year, but a new bill could extend it for 2 years at $4 million per year. They're putting together a list of needs in Gage County, including 58 box culverts, 11 culverts, 34 medium bridges, and 74 large bridges. Marshall County is proceeding with the bridge construction on the state line. That fell outside state bidding requirements, forcing Gage County not to participate. Annual Nemaha County Conservation District meeting was February 8th, with Soil Conservation Awards to Brett and J.C. Burdick, the Windbreak Award to Jared and Cabrini Osterhaus, the Energy Award to Brian and Christina Haverkamp and Kelly Hills Dairy. The Wildlife Award went to Kevin Ketter, Buffer Award to Elton and Cecilia Holberding, and the Grassland Award to the Gerald McLaughlin family. This month, FBLA members from area high schools were part of an on-air salute this past week. As well, FFA members are on-air the remainder of the month, highlighting their programs. These are also downloaded to our website and social media for your convenience. Anita E. Shotty Cruzy, age 89, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at the Emanuel Hermansburg Lutheran Church, rural Bremen. Burial the church cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 11 until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Anita Cruzy. William J. Red Broadston, age 71, of Marysville, passed away January 24th. A graveside service is planned Saturday, 10:30 at the Morrillville Cemetery, with a ward funeral home in charge of arrangements for Red Broadston. Terry B. Baker, age 77, of Blue Rapids, passed away Friday. Funeral service Saturday, 2 p.m. at the United Methodist Church in Blue Rapids. Burial in the Prospect Hill Cemetery. Visitation Friday, noon until 8. Family will receive friends Friday from 6 until 8 at the Christy Anders Funeral Home Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Terry Baker. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, a chicken patty, baked buns, coleslaw, and fruit cocktail. Tomorrow, chicken cordon bleu, tater tots, beets, and applesauce. KNDY News Time, 7:13.
Access denied.
We've all been there. When you can't connect the thingy to the whatchamacallit, and the whatchamacallit can't find the Wi-Fi network. Well, Blue Valley Technologies has a solution that can help you with all your connected devices. Tech Home with unlimited multi-device support to help you get your home connected and even tune up your computer. Find more details at bluevalley.net/techhome.
Nemaha Marshall Rural Electric Association will host its annual meeting Tuesday, February 20th at the Axtell American Legion. Registration at 10:30. Aces Cafe will serve a catered lunch at 11:30. Business meeting begins at 12:45. For patrons of Nemaha Marshall Rural Electric, annual meeting is Tuesday.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska.
Staying sunny today, warmer with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Southwest winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the mid to upper 30s. Staying sunny into Wednesday with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s and mostly cloudy throughout Wednesday night with our lows in the upper 30s and mid 40s. Slightly cooler on Thursday, sunshine with our highs in the mid 50s and lower 60s. North winds around 15 and gusting as high as 25. Then mostly clear throughout Thursday night with our lows in the lower to mid 30s. Northwest winds still between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Sunny throughout Friday with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Northwest winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Then clear skies into Friday night with our lows in the lower to mid 30s. Warmer on Saturday, sunshine with our highs in the lower to upper 60s. Then partly cloudy throughout Saturday night with our lows in the upper 30s and mid 40s. And still sunny on Sunday with our highs in the mid 60s and lower 70s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late February 47. Record high on this date 78. The average low 23. Sunrise this morning 7:13. Sunset this evening at 6:09. It's 24 degrees this hour. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 20th of February. KNDY News Time is 7:15. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Attention parents, Marshall County Special Services Cooperative will be holding an early childhood screening Friday, March 1st at the Waterville Elementary School and Friday, March 22nd at the Marysville Elementary School, 8:30 to 11:30 a.m. Screenings are conducted by qualified professionals and are free of charge. If your child age 3 to 5 is experiencing difficulties walking, talking, seeing, hearing, or learning, call 785-562-5308 to make an appointment today.
From ABC Sports, this is Rich Cantu. With the NBA still on All-Star break, focus on top 25 men's college basketball. The marquee game last night, sixth-ranked Iowa State tangling with number 2 Houston in Texas. Second half.
Shed off the dribble, straight on three, got it! Jamal Shed, the straight on off the dribble, three!
The call on Learfield, 3 of Jamal Shedd's game-high 26 points. The Cougars dispatched the Cyclones 73-65. Women's action, number 15 UConn drubbed 21st-ranked Creighton 73-53, giving head coach Gino Auriemma career win 1,003, moving past Coach K, formerly of Duke, for second on the all-time D1 wins list. William Byron won the Daytona 500, delayed from Sunday. Byron, a first-time Daytona winner, breaking a long drought for Hendrick Motorsport at Daytona. Dale Earnhardt Jr., the last to win it for Hendrick in 2014.
It's the first career Great American race victory for Byron, the Hendrick Motorsports racer. He crossed the finish line while the race was under a caution flag. Nevertheless,
pretty amazing. So it's I'm just so thankful. I got a great team.
And playing on the computer is not always a waste of time.
I had a much different background than, you know, anybody in the sport growing up racing on iRacing on the computer.
Byron's 26. Chuck Sievertson, ABC Sports.
NHL Hurricanes home against the once proud Blackhawks. Third period.
30 seconds left on the power play. Aho again. Tees it up.
The call on 99.9 The Fan. Carolina doubled up Chicago 6-3. The Wild scored 10 goals, 6 of them unanswered in the second and third periods in a 10-7 win over Vancouver. Boston topped Dallas 4-3 in a shootout. The Golden Knights shut out the Sharks 4-0. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Asante came to TurboTax after graduating from culinary school and landing a job in the hottest kitchen in town.
My hands are full all day, every day. I love it.
Asante, as your TurboTax expert, I'll make your moves count, guaranteeing 100% accurate filing and your maximum refund. Sound good?
Yes, expert!
Switch to Intuit TurboTax and make your moves count. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees. Experts only available with TurboTax Live.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on IdentifyEPI.com and talk to your doctor. That's IdentifyEPI.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Monday night basketball finals in girls action. Valley Heights took Rock Creek 54-42. Frankfurt bested Lynn 58-43. Hanover girls took Axtell 47-25. In boys play, Rock Creek over Valley Heights 69-41. Lynn topped Frankfurt 36-34. Axtell boys beat Hanover 61-54. Tuesday night tip-offs in high school basketball. Marysville hosting Wabigo. It's senior night, live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Valley Heights travels to Blue Valley, live on FM 95.5. Axtell is host to Centralia. Dillard Odell boys face Fall City Sacred Heart at Parkview Christian.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. The markets are closed for President's Day, and it's going to be a pretty light week as far as economic reports are concerned, with leading indicators released on Tuesday and existing home sales on Thursday. Now, the holiday is a big one for sales, traditionally cars, trucks, and SUVs. If you're in the market for a used one, you might be able to find a deal. Kelley Blue Book says prices are finally beginning to drop on pre-owned vehicles, but if you're set on buying new, you can plan to pay an average of $50,000. This is the time of year that college acceptance letters start going out, but for many students, the excitement of being accepted into their first choice school is tempered by a troublesome uncertainty that they'll get the financial aid that they need or maybe not. The decisions which usually accompany acceptance letters are being delayed due to a later than expected rollout of the revised financial aid application. The markets will return to business as usual Tuesday. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Can an insurance bot ever really understand your needs?
Do you think I'd benefit from bundling my auto and home coverage?
Searching for homes with car dealerships nearby.
Sure, robots listen, but do they understand you? At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we'll help you save money and time by bundling your auto and home insurance. Find an agent at fbfs.com/protect. It's your future. Let's protect it. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company.
Call on Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Bryce Leonard in Washington today.
Good Tuesday morning. Sam Spack with your latest agricultural news here through the Mid-America Ag Network. And it is Tuesday morning, and at these times, we check in with the latest Stechline report. And talking the banking industry, here's Larry Stechline.
Creighton University has released its January Rural Main Street Index, which is a survey of bank CEOs living in rural communities across a 10-state region. And these bankers know what they're talking about because they're on the firing line every single day. I got to tell you, I already take this to heart. This is kind of a new deal, the Rural Main Street Index. This is the fifth straight month where the index has been below what they call the growth neutral mark. We'll just have to wait and see what they how close they are on with their guesses. The long-term outlook, according to them, is still very positive, with little issues in the short term, especially for ag retailers. Delinquencies are up just a little bit, but less than one percentage point, and they like that. Good news, no doubt about it. The survey's farm equipment sales index in January dropped to a reading of 47.9 from December because it was at 49.7, making the seventh time in the past 8 months the number has been below growth neutral. Well, you can expect that some of that's going to happen here because we don't have as much money on the farmers we did a year ago for our products. Consequently, we can't spend as much. Some prices have got to come down. More optimistic areas of the survey. Farmland Price Index, which read 64, has been growth neutral every month since 2019, as well as the outlook for farmland transition. When asked about the share of farm clients facing generational transitions, the bankers expect 53.8% to transfer ownership of their land to heirs, 42.3% to sell to other farmers in the area. So the people that are going to loan you some money if you need to get some expansion going on, I like to know what they're thinking, don't you? See you on the next Stechline Report.
Third Road Ag Sales is still offering the highest cash discount of 13% for seed orders, featuring fully treated soybeans for $62 per unit, including ExtendFlex and Enlist traits. Seed tender use available. Low salt starter fertilizer, $8.29/2 with sulfur and zinc pre-blended for $5.50 with on-site delivery or pick up at Third Road Ag Sales at Waterville. Call John Hankey today at 785-562-7157. That's Third Road Ag Sales at 785-562-7157. Offering 13% off seed orders and a great price on low salt starter fertilizer right now.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Western Kansas crop producers often have to keep a closer eye on their soil's pH levels than others in Kansas. K-State soil fertility specialist Dorvar Ruiz-Diaz discusses what can worsen the issue and his recommendation for helping remedy the issue. He says what else high pH can impact in the soil.
Once you get to those very high pH, you start to basically see an accumulation of calcium carbonate. Something that's very typical of these soils also is that they tend to be low in organic matter compared to other soils. So that tends to contribute a little bit on the problem limiting crops growth, especially soybean and sorghum, which are the more sensitive to this condition. And it is something that tends to be quite irregular in the field as well. We don't tend to see entire fields. In some cases we do, but oftentimes tend to be more parts of the field, patches here and there, and that can make things a little bit more challenging in terms of how we manage it to make sure we have some production in those fields.
Diaz explains what can cause the pH in the soil to differ from year to year.
We tend to see some things get worse some years, especially when you have added stress to the crop, right? When we have a drought or maybe some cases excessive moisture, very low soil temperature, that kind of things can make things worse. And so it's really something that can vary also depending on the year because of those conditions.
If choosing to fix the pH in the soil, he recommends a fertilizer to use.
One that really shows the most promise and really shows a benefit is the use of EDDHA, which is a type of chelate that tends to be a lot more stable in those very high pH situations that we're talking about. Just a couple considerations there. One thing that I want to highlight, because of the high price of this fertilizer, is not something that is economical to apply across the entire field. And so this is something to think about in terms of how we do this application and targeting the fields oftentimes become a precision ag question, really. And so that's one aspect. The other thing is that the type of application. When we talk about a micronutrient like iron, oftentimes we talk about things like foliar application. And I know it really needs to be applied in contact with the seed in furrow application to really see that benefit. So there are a few considerations here in terms of application methods, parts of the field that we're putting on, and the type of chelates that we're using, which is very important. Again, we haven't seen the same level of result with some chelates that things like EDTA, for example.
That was K-State soil fertility specialist Dorvar Ruiz-Diaz with the best way to apply the fertilizer. Producers can get their soil tested at the K-State Soil Testing Lab. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Bids are being accepted for the Ronald L. Jaquis Family Trust on two properties in Sutter Township located west of Winifred. The first, approximately 80-acre tract, with approximately 60 tillable crop acres. The second tract, approximately 156 acres, 42 acres CRP, 98 acres pasture. Property subject to easements and right-of-ways of record. For inspections or details or to obtain a bid sheet, contact Galloway, Biggers & Brunniger at 562-2375 or email jason@gwblaw.net or visit the website sealedbidauction.net. Bids must be received no later than noon Friday, March 15th. Seller reserves the right to accept any bid, reject all bids, or invite certain bidders to a subsequent private auction. Again, contact Galloway, Wiggers & Brunniger at 562-2375 for more details, inspection, and bidding information.
Poor driving visibility can be a frequent hazard in winter. We will share a few tips for keeping your windshield crystal clear on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, February 20th, the 50th day of the year. Photographer Ansel Adams and hockey player Phil Esposito were both born on this day. Fogged up car windows are a real nuisance this time of year. Do you struggle getting them cleared? It might seem counterintuitive in the winter, but using the air conditioner is one of the most effective techniques. Air conditioning dehumidifies the cabin and will quickly clear a fogged windshield. Use the temperature control if the air is too cold. If it's not raining, crack the windows open to keep your breath from refogging the glass. And here's a tip to keep your outside mirrors frost-free. At night, wrap them with plastic sandwich bags. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. To learn more and sign up for our free newsletter, visit almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, 24 degrees this hour. Mild highs in the middle 60s on tap today and again tomorrow.
Mid-America Network Sports, I am Felix Johnson. The number 6 Kansas men's basketball team went down to Norman and came away with a victory as they took down the number 25 Oklahoma Sooners on Saturday. The final score was 67-57, and Hunter Dickinson led the Jayhawks in both categories of rebounds and points, tallying a double-double of 20 points and 16 rebounds. Freshman Johnny Furphy also had 15 points along with 9 boards. 4 of the 5 starters scored in double figures. KU will take the week off and host Texas at Allen Fieldhouse on Saturday at 5. Another sports, a last-second three is what brought down K-State's men's basketball team as they fell 75-72 to TCU at Bramlage Coliseum. The Wildcats led at halftime 28-24, but in the second half, the Horned Frogs led by as much as 10. Here's what guard Tyler Perry had to say, who finished the game with 22 points.
Just another stepping stone. We gotta, you know, put this one in the box because can't dwell on it, carry it over into Monday. And so we gotta have the one on Monday, you know, just try to keep going.
Wildcat fans, following last year's 9-win season and a Pop-Tarts Bowl victory.
K-State Nation, the best fans in college football.
2024 K-State football season tickets are on sale now. Prices start at just $200 to see quarterback Avery Johnson and the Cats this fall in the Bill.
Johnson wants to throw and wants to go deep.
Order or renew your season tickets today by calling 1-800-221-CATS or visiting kstatesports.com.
Monday night basketball finals in girls action. Valley Heights took Rock Creek 54-42. Frankfort bested Lynn 58-43. Hanover girls took Axtell 47-25. In boys play, Rock Creek over Valley Heights 69-41. Lynn topped Frankfort 36-34. Axtell boys beat Hanover 61-54. Tuesday night tip-offs in high school basketball. Marysville hosting Wamego. It's senior night, live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Valley Heights travels to Blue Valley, live on FM 95.5. Axtell is host to Centralia. Diller Odell boys face Fall City Sacred Heart at Parkview Christian. Two Marysville boys wrestlers placed in the regionals at Colby Saturday. Taven Wilson won the consolation 1-0. Carter Trimble lost the consolation 2-1. Both advanced to the state tournament, along with Marysville High girls Ella Johnson and Rose Latta, who were each runner-up in their regional competition. A state pep rally is planned Tuesday, 3 p.m., with a state send-off Wednesday at 5:15 at MHS.
KNDY.
Promises break. You
they have to cover my tracks. Well, I told her I wouldn't, I thought I couldn't, and now I'm so ashamed. When I look at you, it's all that I can do to think about what's her name. You're gonna get me into trouble. If you keep looking like that, don't look like that, baby. No, 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 no. Promises break.